Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Carla Akers, who is with the Cass County Public Health, and Ann Pellett, who is the local support staff for American Cancer Society. We're going to say good morning to Carla first.
Hi there. Good morning.
Carla, I've been seeing some pink envelopes around, and I think those are very special pink envelopes.
They are. Everybody probably is aware that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I collaborated with Ann Pellett with American Cancer Society and my program, Care for Yourself, and decided that we wanted to try to get information out to women. And we did that similar that we did with the red envelopes when we painted the town red about heart disease in women. So we had hoped to reach out to women in small businesses to let them know what the requirements are, the suggestions are for breast health, and then what resources are available in Cass County.
Mm-hmm. And I think the last one you said, you know, sometimes we sort of forget, yes, we have lots of resources available and we need to know those. So, Carla, if somebody didn't get one of these, because as you say, you're delivering them to businesses, is there somewhere that somebody could check one out and see what's in there?
Yes, they could give me a call at 712-243-7443. I work for Cass County Public Health, and we will make sure we can get an envelope to them, or Ann Pellett, and I'll let her give you her contact information when she speaks. We have probably given out about 70, 75, and we have about 25 that are ready to go. So if anybody that we missed or didn't think of, also the information within those envelopes is reproducible. So if a business person looked through it and they had some women that wanted to take some that material home, they could also contact us and we'll get them more of the information that's in those envelopes.
And a lot of us go in those businesses all the time. So I know they'd be happy to share with that. So you ladies have been busy out there, and I'm sure you've been visiting with folks often as you hand them their pink envelopes. And Ann Pellett, you've been a part of that team to get those pink envelopes out there.
Yes, we've been out in the community and dropping off envelopes here and there. So if you like they said, if you would like to have one and we haven't gotten it to you, please let us know. My contact information is area code 712 here in Atlantic, 243-7983. So if you need a pink envelope, either reach out to Carla or I, and we would be very glad to drop one off to your business, or if you just want more personal information for any reason.
Okay, Anne, I guess we'll start with a positive thought here. We so often jump right into treatment and numbers and so on. Let's start out with, what should women do to stay well and reduce the risk of breast cancer?
Well, there's been varying recommendations over the years. I know sometimes people say, oh, man, it's really confusing to try and figure out what the most recent information is. The American Cancer Society does recommend that in order to stay well, that, of course, we encourage mammograms, and we recommend that yearly mammogram beginning at age 40. We also recommend that younger ages, 29 up to 40, if you would get a clinical breast exam, that would also be very helpful and important to do. And I do want to say here, before we get any farther, men also get breast cancer. And there aren't as many cases, but it's definitely something that does happen, and everybody, just to stay well and to be aware, should always kind of monitor your own breast health and make sure that you kind of know if there's any unusual lumps or bulges or sore areas and have those checked out. Because once again, it's usually women who are affected by breast cancer, but they're all also men.
I'm thinking your local physician, you know, we really encourage people to get at least a yearly checkup. I know a lot of people don't go until they're sick, but, you know, their own physician could help them decide about some of this, too, when they consider the risks and so on.
Yeah, that's the perfect place. You know, we do encourage self-breast exams also, just because you know your own body the best, but it's definitely something that you would want to go to your physician for and have them check out, and that they should do that in an annual physical anyway. So if you aren't getting one or you have any concerns, you know, consider that would be the place to go and get more information.
Okay. So let's, you mentioned about getting mammograms, and Carla, you have some assistance for that in terms of cost.
We do. The Care for Yourself program is sponsored by the Iowa Department of Public Health. It is grant funded through Komen funds, Bras for the Cause, and then federal funding also. And it's available to women age 40 and over, well, till 65, for a clinical breast exam, a pap, a pelvic, and a mammogram. We can also, if something is found, we can go on to the diagnostics, which is a positive thing because we don't want to, you know, find it and then leave them there. So there's a lot of support through our program in that way. And it's for women that are uninsured, low income, but we're pretty generous with the income guidelines because the most important thing is that women get screened. And so we're there to help provide this service for them.
All right. It's good to know we have. That's one of those resources that you talked about that we have. And you know, sometimes some women say, oh, I don't know, I've heard all these stories about getting a mammogram. It's really, really a terrible ordeal.
Well, and you know, it does vary personally. You know, some people it is more of an ordeal than others, but I think most women will probably agree that once you've had your first mammogram, and it just kind of becomes a non-event. There's certainly some moments where it's uncomfortable a little bit. And we don't necessarily go, oh boy, you know, this is what I want to do today. But the important thing is that it really is very, it's just very normal and average type thing to do once you do it the first time and you get over that initial, like, oh, what in the heck are they doing?
And my experience has been that whoever's doing that has been very good about explaining what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, what, you know, all of those kind of explanations as they go. And
yes.
I think the technique also has improved over time.
Oh, and you know, I will say that almost every mammogram I've ever had, the technicians are wonderful. They walk you through it. Like you say, they tell you what to expect. It's very private. You don't ever have to worry about any type of embarrassment. It's just very private, and they work with you and they tell you every step of the way, well, this is what I'm going to do next and this is what it's going to feel like, and they just kind of let you know what to expect.
Exactly.
So it truly is, I just can't say enough good about the people, the technicians that do mammograms, because they're just wonderful. And I've been to the facilities here at the hospital and other places, and almost always they just are truly superior to work with. So I think people shouldn't have to have any fear about that being terribly uncomfortable. It's a little uncomfortable, but it's not a terribly uncomfortable,
right,
thing to do.
Right. So get that one. And you did say that the Cancer Society does recommend every year starting at age 40.
At age 40, we recommend that's when they have them annually, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, we have the fundraisers, kind of, that goes on kind of all year long now. You know, Relay for Life is the biggie, but of course, people are raising funds all through the year. What about, you know, this money, some of it at least, goes to research? What's happening with research in breast cancer?
Well, it certainly does, LaVon, and American Cancer Society, of course, has been at the forefront of that since 1946. The American Cancer Society is 100 years old this year, which is kind of a milestone. We started in 1913. And in 1946 is when we started putting money towards research. And the American Cancer Society invests more towards breast cancer research than any other cancer type. And we right now have 220 active research grants, totaling more than $86 million going on in the United States right now just through the American Cancer Society. But we also know that many other organizations, and there are other wonderful organizations out there that support that research too. And so everything that we do towards this, everybody kind of pools their resources, and we are getting closer and closer. We know that at this point that not only that, but we also support research to find cures for all kinds of cancer with the Cancer Society instead of just breast cancer alone. And the nice thing is the results from one can certainly tie in and help you move forward faster in the other areas too. So that's one thing that we found over the years has been great. The other thing I wanted to say back on, a little, just a touch on staying well. I know you asked about, we talked about mammograms first, but we also want to encourage women that overall health strategies are good. They have done substantial research, once again, and found that maintaining a healthy body weight, engaging in regular physical activity, and reducing alcohol consumption all tie back to a much lower risk for breast cancer for women.
And no smoking.
Obviously no smoking, but we definitely have found linkages to healthy behaviors tying back directly to lower numbers of cancer.
Carla, any last words you want to add?
Just if you need your screenings and you haven't had one this year and you don't have insurance or the funding for it, please call me at 712-243-7443.
All right. Thank you very much to Carla Akers and Ann Pellett for visiting with us. And remember that October is Awareness Month for breast cancer, but we need to be aware all year long. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is not a state to arrive at, but a manner of traveling.